Using and Practicing Alternative Medicine, Part 2. The Prohibition of Darkei Amairi. So in the previous lesson on this subject, we discussed in the introduction that those forms of alternative medicine which involve supernatural forms of healing, which is forms of healing that does not have any logical connection to the actions being performed, are subject to the question of several halachic issues, one of them being Darkei Amairi. And in order for them to be permitted, we must negate all of the halachic issues relevant to them. So what is the prohibition of Darkei Amairi? When does it apply via non-conventional medical treatments? So Darkei Amairi literally is defined as the ways of the Amorites. As the Torah prohibits a Jew to follow the paths of the Amorites, which refers to the performance of actions that have no logic behind them, and towards what they are desired to accomplish. So whenever there's a disconnect between the action and the desired result, it's considered under Darkei Amairi. Actions that fall under the prohibition of Darkei Amairi can also possibly fall under the prohibition of B'chukoseim Leiseilechu, the Isser of Leisenachesh, and practice of Avodah Zarah and sorcery, which are all biblical negative commands. So now let's apply this ruling to non-conventional medicine and when and if the prohibition applies. So any medical treatment that works in accordance to segula, supernatural causes, rather than natural cause and effect, which is scientifically based, does not contain the prohibition of Darkei Amairi, so long as it is recognizable to the onlookers that its intent is for the sake of healing. So is written in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos 67a, and brought in the Shulchan Aruch chapter 301, in the Mechaber Halacha 27, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Halacha 33, regarding the laws of carrying on Shabbos. That when is the inaction subject to the biblical prohibition of Darkei Amairi? When no one understands why you're doing it. But when people understand that this is a form of treatment and you're doing it for a treatment, then it's not subject to the prohibition of Darkei Amairi. However, one more condition is added by the Rishonim, the Ran, Rashi, the Rosh, the Rambam, and is recorded in the Achreinim, the Levush Yisrud, and so is the implied opinion of the Alter Rebbe. And that condition is that it must work. It's not enough for people to know that this action is done commonly for the sake of medical treatment, healing purposes, but furthermore that it has a proven efficacy, that it works. It likewise cannot derive from idolatry or kishuf, which will be elaborated later on. So in essence, we have here three conditions to halachically permit the use of treatments that are not scientifically based. They're in the realm of the supernatural, and those conditions are that, number one, it was not founded by sorcerers or idolaters, as well as that it does not involve mentioning the names of sorcery or idolatry. Number two, it has been proven to work. And number three, it's widespread enough to be recognizable to the onlooker that it's being done for the sake of healing and medical treatment and not some strange paganist act. The above conditions are fulfilled, it's permitted to make use of this alternative medical treatment, even though it's not understood by medical science and involves unexplainable phenomenon. Now, while it is stripped of any halachic prohibition, this doesn't mean that, according to Hashkafa, we actually recommend the use of such treatments. This is a subject that we will discuss in one of the later shiurim. As at this point, we're simply trying to resolve, when does alternative medicine contain an intrinsic Torah prohibition and when not? Now, a number of questions remain regarding how one defines whether these conditions are fulfilled. For example, what is the definition of proven to work? When does it reach that bar? So it's recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch regarding a kamiya, and likewise it's recorded in the Tshuva, the Tzemach Tzedek. The rule of thumb is that if it has worked for three people at three different times, then it is considered proven to work and is valid and not under the prohibition of Darkei Amairi. If the treatment has not been proven to work three times for three different people, then it's considered invalid and halachically prohibited under a biblical prohibition of Darkei Amairi. The Tzemach Tzedek likewise writes that a practitioner is believed to say that his treatment works, meaning that he has cured a number of patients with his treatment, in order to permit it and it no longer be under the prohibition of Darkei Amairi. Based on this, the Paiskim rule, so rules the Chavis Yar and the Minchas Yitzchak, that all incantations and kmiyas or actions that have been spread amongst God-fearing Jews can be assumed to be valid and not contain the prohibition of Darkei Amairi, as we can assume that everyone knows that it's done for medicinal purposes and that it has been proven to work on at least three people. We will now focus on the condition regarding that it cannot be sourced in sorcery or idolatry. So any supernatural treatment that originated from sorcerers or idolaters is forbidden to be performed by a Jew, even if they are proven to work and everyone recognizes that they're done for medical treatment. Only those treatments that were innovated by doctors in medical practice do not contain Darkei Ameiri if they work, while if they were innovated by a different religion or by kishuf, by sorcery, then it is always prohibited. So rules the Shach in Yerdeh, chapter 179, based on the Rishayim. And now the million-dollar question comes up, how do you know? So first of all, you can do research. As we said, there are hundreds of different types of alternative medicines and alternative treatments. You can research it and see how it originated. If you see mention being made that it originated from idolaters as part of their rituals or as part of some kind of sorcery, then you know that you're not allowed to follow it, not allowed to do so. Now, if you're not sure, you couldn't manage to properly research this, then it's debated amongst the Poskim as how to treat it. Some learn in such a case, we treat it as guilty till proven innocent. Other Poskim, however, rule that it's considered innocent till proven guilty, and therefore, if everyone knows this is done for medical treatment, for healing, and it's known that it works, as we mentioned, then so long as your research has not shown a direct connection between it and idolatry or sorcery, then it's permitted to be used. In a future lesson on this subject, we will discuss the Hashkafic perspective on this and whether practically one should be advised and recommended to follow these treatments that are void of any halachic issue, or if even when they are void of halachic issue, one should follow medical science and not alternative medicines that have not been factually proven to work.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.